This is Eric Hupschmid, and tonight I've got Bart Sabrell, the producer of the movie, or the video, I guess we'd call it, The Astronauts Gone Wild and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. Bart, is that right? You've got those two, or do you actually have more than that?
Well, first I have a question for you. Hupschmid, what kind of name? That sounds Israeli.
No, it's, though it comes from Switzerland.
Switzerland. I see. The neutral people.
Well, if you want to call it that. they're really into the banking system and all that. They're not exactly neutral. They're financiers of a lot.
Well, there are actually four films at moonmovie.com. The first is called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. When I was 14 years old, I was the biggest fan of the moon mission. In fact, I had a whole bedroom wall covered with pictures of the first moon landing. And then I saw this guy on TV who worked for the space program during the time of the moon missions who said they did not go. That number one, it was impossible, and number two, it was a Cold War bluff to get the Soviets into thinking we were more advanced than we really were, like a bluff in poker. I've got two twos, you've got three threes, I bet $500,000. And it was done as a Cold War bluff to make them think we had equal or greater technology than they did. So I started producing the film under the theory it might be true. And about 3.5 years into the film, we found this never-before-seen behind-the-scenes footage that shows them faking a particular shot from the moon mission.
Now, what year are you talking that you started this?
I started making the movie officially in 1996. It took 5 years to make. It cost $500,000 to make it. And we were doing it under the theory it might be true. There are things like you can see at the website at moonmovie.com. For example, shadows on the moon should always run parallel with one another. And because there's only one light source, the sun, 92 million miles away, and the sun is a million times bigger than the Earth, so with no atmosphere on the moon, it's going to be 20 times brighter than a desert on Earth. So there's no flash photography, there's no lighting equipment, there's plenty of sunlight. And so the shadows should always run parallel with one another if they're lit solely by the sun, as NASA claims. And some of the pictures, and you can see this at moonmovie.com, the shadows intersect, you know, in as much as 90 degrees. Then there's the fact that two of the three astronauts have never really given a one-on-one interview to anybody. The fact that the administrator of NASA resigned days before the first mission. The fact that the Soviets had 500 hours in space for every 100 hours we spent. They launched the first satellite, the first animal, the first man, the first woman, the first spacewalk, the first crew of three, the first of two spacecraft at the same time. They did every milestone first. And suddenly we, you know, out-accelerated them. You have to realize that, I mean, since 1972, no country has sent a human beyond Earth orbit. And the only time they're claimed to have done it is during the moon missions, which we assert very confidently were fraudulent. So that's the first film, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. And when we found this, you know, newly discovered footage that's, you know, we weren't supposed to get, and they're faking a shot. And you can even see a sample of this at moonmovie.com where they're faking a shot of being halfway to the moon. This is the crew of Apollo 11, the first mission. And the thing is time-stamped by an atomic clock, so we know it was shot when it was shot. And there's Neil Armstrong's 33-year younger face, you know. So we know that's the real deal. And they only aired about 10 seconds of it. But we have the behind-the-scenes where they do multiple takes of a single shot. And, Eric, it's a fake shot.
Now, where did you get this video?
It was from the archives at Johnson Space Center. Someone had apparently put the wrong label on the tape. And no reporter had ever actually exhaustively gone through everything like I did, because I had, you know, different motives. The reporters who do stories on the moon missions just get the first few tapes and are happy with that. I went through everything, and second to the bottom, there was a clerical error. Someone put the wrong label on the tape. What was on the label and on the tape were two completely different things. You pop it in on the screen, it says, do not show to the public. and they're doing the shot. You saw the film, right?
Right, I've seen that part.
And you see them faking a shot of being halfway to the moon. If your listeners can basically imagine a mostly black television screen with a little blue tennis ball-sized Earth in the middle of it. And this is to demonstrate that they are, at this point in the mission, halfway to the moon, some 180,000 miles out.
Well, you know, another thing that gives that away a little bit, if you look at that picture of the Earth, how big the clouds look, it's not... The clouds can be big, but, I mean, that almost gives it away, too. Because if you take a little portion of the Earth and try to make it into a big portion, everything seems magnified. You know, the clouds seem bigger than they would normally be.
Yeah, basically what they did, do you have video on your side or is it audio only?
Audio. I can put clips, though. I can add a link to it.
Yeah, steal that clip from our site, the one that shows, it's probably video sample, too, a funny thing happened. Where you see the window shot, or it might be from Monkey Business. And your audience will see that, you know, they are supposed to be halfway to the moon, and this little blue tennis ball Earth is supposed to be out the window. They say they only have one window that faces the Earth, and the lens of the camera is exactly to the glass, as it has to be if they were halfway to the moon. What they did was they were really in Earth orbit, only a couple of hundred miles up, and they pulled the camera all the way to the back of the coupled spacecraft, and they turned out all the lights, and they blocked the other windows so that it would be pitch black inside, all of which they talk about because they thought these conversations would be edited out. Several feet in front of the camera is a circular window, outside of which it's completely filled with the Earth in low orbit. However, with the camera back, what you see is a little blue Earth with black around it, when in fact it's a circular window of the spacecraft with the Earth outside of it, and the black around it are actually the darkened walls of the spacecraft around the circular window in Earth orbit. So it proves that the crew of Apollo 11 faked a shot of being halfway to the moon. Now, if they really went to the moon, why would they be faking any of it? And if they're faking a shot of being halfway to the moon, it means they couldn't go halfway.
And, of course, since the trip was about 2 days long just to get there, they could have had all sorts of pictures of the Earth on the way.
Right, they wouldn't be faking a shot.
Yeah, and
they couldn't get the real shot.
Well, so if Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin were actually just circling the Earth while they were supposed to be on the moon, that means the moon landing itself was either rehearsed and recorded ahead of time or those were actors playing those guys. So... What would you say about that? Was it the whole thing rehearsed ahead of time or filmed ahead of time, and then while they're circling the Earth, they're just playing back these recordings?
Well, first of all, people have to understand, number one, the horrible truth that this is really true, that they really did not go to the moon. That's the most amazing thing about it. People have to understand that the space shuttle only goes as high above the Earth as Florida is wide. If you had a foot globe in front of you, that means the space shuttle goes a half an inch above the globe. The moon would be 30 globes away or 30 feet away. So today they can only do a half an inch, and they're saying nearly four decades ago they did 30 feet compared to a half an inch. They went 100,000% farther than the space shuttle has ever gone, with less technology and computing power in my $20 Walmart watch.
Well, yeah, you know what's interesting? Did you see the latest news reports about the engineers who are told to go back to the moon? After looking into it, they're so confused as to how they got there the first time. They're going to the museums and looking at the old Apollo.
Yeah, it's a really good thing because they're going to discover it couldn't happen.
Well, it's also a sign that they, as they look into it, they realize, boy, this is difficult. How did they do this in 1969?
they orbited the Earth. They were on the rocket. They went up, and that was no small accomplishment. However, they cannot go beyond Earth orbit. I mean, the space shuttle has killed 14 people going 200 miles above the Earth, and yet we're to believe they went to another world six times nearly four decades ago and never killed anybody.
Right.
I mean, that... You start thinking about that, and that really doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. They're talking about they cannot return to the moon until they have a space station. Well, then how did they go to the moon in the first place? And, you see, people were predisposed to wanting to believe that we went. Science is in fact a religion. I mean, it's, you know, there's evidence or whatever, but the fact is, you know, when people see this film at moonmovie.com, they realize it's an absolute fact they didn't go to the moon. So why is it that no scientist or teacher or educator or aerospace, anybody, has gone on the record? Because they're deceived. Humans are humans, period. The smartest people get multiple divorces, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Get in all sorts of trouble. People are people, and they wanted to believe that we went to the moon. You want to believe in daddy and mommy, the government, and this great thing going on, and you want to believe we can beat the Russians. We can outdo that rival football team. And the government gave the salivating dogs what they craved.
Well, that was, one of the reasons I used to believe we went there is I figured if we didn't, the scientists, the professors, the engineers, they would have said something.
Because they really believe that they went. Okay. Since Van Allen died, he's the guy who discovered the radiation belts, and this is a field of radiation that's about 25,000 miles above the Earth, and it goes from about 1,000 miles to 25,000 miles, so it's this huge, thick band of radiation. Now, he originally said it would be lethal to go through it. Now, he recanted it when he came on board the moon mission. He said, no, I was wrong, and the radiation wasn't as bad. The leading expert today on the radiation belts is my age. He was 4 years old when they went to the moon. And he says, I know for a fact that the radiation belts aren't lethal. And I said, well, how do you know that? He said, well, because they went through them 6 times to the moon and back, and they all lived. You see?
Yep.
And that's the latest expert. We're in this catch-22. And who wants to believe it? You know, trust me, it would be a much better world if they really went to the moon. The fact is, they did not. And the fact is it patriotic to bring this truth forward? It is.
Well, that's the same reasoning they're using with the September 11th attack. When you say, well, fire can't bring a building down, they say, well, yes, it did. It just brought 3 down on September 11th, the 2 towers and Building 7. See, that's the same kind of reasoning.
Yeah. I would say, what can you do? This is the type of world that we live in.
Well,
I would say the longer it goes before allegedly returning to the moon, the more idiotic the moon mission scene.
Well, you can also tell they never went, because if you look at all you have to do is look at how they plan on going back. And one of the first things they want to do is send a probe to the moon to measure the radiation levels. I mean, you would have thought they've already done that.
Well, von Braun originally said that if you could land on the moon, you would immediately have to go into a cave, because there would be a 50% chance every 24 hours of a catastrophic failure due to a micrometeorite, that the moon was constantly being showered with all the stuff that our atmosphere eats up, just specks of dust. But if there's no atmosphere, that speck of dust is going 40,000 miles an hour, and it'll rip right through anything you got, and it's over.
Well, yeah, plus the radiation.
You have decompression, and there's nothing you can do about it. And then you're in your spacesuits, and then that's only going to last 3 hours, and then what are you going to do, you know? That he said you'd have to go into a cave, and they're out on the moon. Now, the moon is supposed to be, by the way, 250 degrees Fahrenheit. And they're claiming that they have a room the size of a small bathroom, that they can get the air conditioning down to 72 degrees Fahrenheit when it's 250 degrees outside. And the power source for their air conditioning, which obviously is running 24/7, is batteries. Car batteries, basically. That they have a bank of car batteries in there that keep the thing 72 degrees for 3 or 4 or 5 days nonstop.
Yeah, it's when you look into it, you start realizing there's something wrong here.
You take your Cadillac, go out to the desert when it's only 100, and turn off your engine and turn on your air conditioning. It might work for 20 minutes if you're really lucky. It probably won't even last for that long. And then where are you going to be? And they're saying that with 8, 10, 12 car batteries, they powered air conditioning against 250 degrees for 3 to 5 days. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. And when these guys go back, if they're open-minded, they're going to realize this is junk. This is junk.
Well, I think they are starting to realize it, because that's why they're going.
They weren't about to build equipment that might potentially go to the moon when they knew they weren't going anyway. So they just threw together something that looked, appealing. And everyone wanted to believe, and everything was so departmentalized, you see. No one saw it. And if one department said the batteries would work and another department said this, and they all just assumed that they were all telling the truth.
Yeah.
It's mutually agreed upon deception.
So have you looked into exactly how they did the moon landing? See, if these guys are in Earth orbit, that would mean they filmed it ahead of time. Did you ever look?
They did it live or taped it.
But you haven't really looked into that issue?
Sure. They probably, I think the audio was done live. The astronauts were in Earth orbit. And when they were allegedly descending to the moon, were 100 feet down, 50 feet down, it was dead silence. Now, the audio had to be done live so that there could be impromptu responses, like a sneeze or whatever. It had to be the real guys' voices. So they were in Earth orbit doing it from a script, and they had a little earpiece in their ear, the CIA or whoever, prompting them, we're pushing the flag now. And then they'd say, all right, we're pushing the flag now.
Oh, I see.
They would probably have actors on Earth simultaneously pretending to be them. Now, they used slow motion. So a lot of it was pre-recorded on videotape and then synchronized to their voices. And if you look at the original TV images of them, like, floating around, looks very – I'm a filmmaker. Looks great to me. I'm convinced they're on the moon because it's grainy and they're floating around. Well, I have professional video equipment, so I decided let me just double the speed, and you realize it's slow motion. They should be able to leap 3 to 5 feet at least off the ground, and they're getting an inch off the ground. And when you double the speed, you see they're in Earth's gravity. They're not in lunar gravity at all. And that right there is virtually concrete evidence. I mean, you just look at it, and it's like, you know, they're in Earth's gravity.
Well, you could also watch the dust that comes up from the lunar rover as the tires kick it up.
Yeah,
I suppose you could analyze that.
Whole slow motion. I don't know that that's a particularly good argument. You know, you could.
Well, dirt should be flying, and then the dust will fall as fast as a rock on the remote. If there's no dust, it won't float.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. You know, the interesting thing about the moon rover is each one cost, in, you know, today's dollars, $60 million. Had fewer parts than a Jeep, but it cost $60 million. And while they took automobiles to the moon, they never took a telescope.
Well, they never even looked up at the stars either.
That's right. They never took any pictures of the stars from the moon. They never took a photographic telescope to the moon. Had they simply done that, had that been a priority, which if they were on the moon, it would definitely be a priority, put a telescope on the moon so that it can see. It would be like the Hubble. It would be even better than the Hubble.
I know. It would be the first time they had a telescope.
It would be better than the Hubble because the Hubble still suffers from the haze from the atmosphere.
Right. So this would be a telescope that didn't have any atmospheric distortion.
Yeah, it would be fantastic.
And they don't bother. I know.
They never took one because they weren't there, and they would have to fake constellations and whatever. You know, and they couldn't do it, so they didn't bring one. They brought automobiles and showed them driving on the moon and playing golf on the moon and having fun. And, you know, if it was so easy to play golf on the moon in 1969, don't you think we would have moon bases there by now? I mean,
oh, I know.
We'd have bases on the moon by now. And it would be of great strategic importance, if you ask me. You know, in missile sites, you could put missile sites on the moon. You know, they can have great strategic value. And yet they never did any of that because they weren't there to begin with, and they wanted to kind of push it under the rug.
Did you see that recording where Armstrong is descending from the moon and then a light fixture falls behind him? Do you think that's for real?
No, of course not. That's some guy who's making fun of the moon landing thing. He might even believe we didn't go. He has a studio. It's like a, you know, really nice garage studio.
Well, that's a nice studio if you think that's a fake.
Oh, it's
there's a lot of people there.
No, it's a fake. The whole, it was very clever. I mean, no, it's just a gag.
Yeah, but that'd be an expensive gag. You don't think
that? Not really.
Well, you got.
I don't know. It probably just for 10 grand. The guy.
10 grand? That's a lot for a gag.
No, the guy's probably making $1 million a year.
Why, do you know who it is?
Not necessarily. But the guy's got a really good studio, and I know the type of gear and the set and all that junk, and, you know, so it probably cost him 10 grand to do that. It's a hilarious gag, and he's a millionaire making $1 million or more a year.
Well, you're assuming that, you mean?
Well, I can tell by the type of studio he has.
Well, you're assuming it's a person. It could be if it's faked, then it would be not necessarily a person. It could be a government.
If you really want to see, you know, truly amazing. Go to moonmovie.com and see the window shot that we've been talking about.
Oh, I know that one. But I was just thinking, but what I mean is the where the light fixture falls down, if somebody's faking that, they've got, look at all the actors.
Wow.
You got a lunar lander, you got spacesuits.
It's a joke.
Well, I know, but see, if this was recorded ahead of time and somebody was just disgruntled and they did that on purpose as a way to sabotage them.
No, it's just a joke, trust me.
Well, if it's a joke, I mean, that guy is spending money on something that he doesn't even...
Maybe it's government misinformation.
Well, that's what I mean. That would make more sense than a joke, because, I mean, nobody would spend
it's
that
either,
kind of...
It's one of the two. It's either government misinformation. For example, my film, we showed to Fox. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. Fox loved it, but they said we can't air it because you're not giving both sides of the story. And I'm like, well, we've heard from their side for 35 years. Give us equal time. We already knew they didn't go to the moon because of the footage we covered. They said, well, let us do a special about it, and we'll interview you and all this. And so they did that, and the public opinion, you know, has kind of changed since then.
Right. Well, you know, that point you brought up, though, that's another thing most people don't understand. Every time one of us talks about something, 9/11, Apollo, they have to have somebody oppose us. They won't let us talk.
Here's the way they did it, in my opinion. Okay. The conspiracy theory, did we land on the moon, which was inspired by my film, and they interviewed me and showed clips of my film. That aired three times by popular demand. First time, second time, third time. And what they did was, it's about a month, two, 3 months before conspiracy theory, is they did a film called Alien Autopsy, which if they had asked my opinion, was the thing real or not, I could have told them in about 5 seconds it was fake. The guy said it was shot on film. It was obviously shot on videotape to make it look like film, because that's what I do all day. I could obviously tell it was shot on videotape, not on film, that it was a forgery. So what they did is they had this alien autopsy proceed, conspiracy theory, and then they proved it to be a fraud, you see. So that when conspiracy theory, did we land on the moon, airs next, people are doubting, is this another fraud of a fraud?
Right.
You know, it's very clever. This shot that you're talking about on the web is either, and I think it probably is just a gag by some filmmakers, got, you know, a good sense of humor, or it's deliberate misinformation so that it could later be proved a forgery. Because a lot of people have gone to the side, and I suppose to a lot of people it looks convincing, you know, and then if they convince people with this footage and the footage proves to be a fake, then it strengthens their case in their minds that we went to the moon. So it's one of the two.
Yeah, either it's real or a fake is what I would say, but I mean...
It's not real. It's not the set, trust me. It's not Neil Armstrong. So either it is a filmmaker, you know, doing some joke, or it's the government doing it to discredit the people who say...
But the images are so grainy, how could you say it's not real or not? Can you tell by looking at it that is definitely not...
The texture of it, that it's a modern shot with a modern camera... and it's just the whole timing of it as a writer and director and kind of see it being staged. It's very funny. You know, it's clever. You know, it's something like Jackie Gleason would do. But it's not shot on the moon, trust me. Now that means it's either a filmmaker who has a great sense of humor or it's misinformation. So that we could get a lot of people to believe in the shot and then disprove them by proving the shot was a fake of a fake or whatever.
But you see, unless they come out to prove that it's a fake, they're actually hurting themselves.
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how these people think?
Well, they
got away with faking the moon landing to this day, so they're very clever. They're chess players. You know, they play several moves ahead, and who knows what they're thinking.
Yeah. Well, what sort of reaction have you gotten from other people? Like, I mean, if you look on these so-called truth seekers for 9/11, they won't touch Apollo at all. Jeff Renz, Mike Rivero, Alex Jones, you know, they're all insisting we went to the moon. Have you had any luck getting any of these people to...
I don't know. I don't know anything about the 9/11 camp or whatever they're up to.
Well, I meant they're the same people. They've been around even before 9/11, and they are still... I just wondered, have you had any luck getting anybody to help promote this information, or do you run into the same problem that we run into?
No, I think people, when they see the window shot footage, the newly discovered footage of the fake photography, when people see that, even from the little window at moonmovie.com, they can see that this is a fake shot of the Earth in space, which means the moon missions were fake. Now, the 9/11 camp may just be wanting to distance themselves.
Well, some of these people, were around before 9/11, like Mike Rivero, who used to work at NASA.
Yeah.
He's insisting
they're all sucking off the same teeth, you know. When they work at NASA, NASA's their mommy and their daddy, and they love them, and it's like an honor to work there. You know,
you don't even get them to take a look at what you've got.
Well, they're not open. Yeah, they will not.
They're not open.
That's the amazing thing.
So you got Alex Jones is the same way.
They will not look at it. They will physically not look at it. You put in the movie and you show them for the fake photography, and they will leave the room. Okay, seriously.
You find that happening with people?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the whole world are O.J. Simpson's children. I don't know if the guy was guilty or not, but his own lawyer alluded to the great suggestion that he probably did do it. So let's just say, you know, he did do it. But if you try to tell his children, Daddy killed Mommy, they'll never believe it. You see, his lawyers had an answer for everything. There's a reason why the shadows aren't parallel. There's a reason why they're faking a shot of being halfway to the moon. They have a reason for everything. You see, liars have a reason why they don't tell the truth, just like murderers have a reason why they kill. Doesn't make it right. And just because they have, you know, their own contrived answer for everything doesn't mean that we're right. The fact is, if you go to, you know, Google and put in moon hoax, 15-1 are about how we really went to the moon. Under moon hoax,
yeah.
15 are vehemently defending we really went to the moon, the conspiracy theories are on. So there's 15-1, there's somebody building, you know, thousands of hours of these websites and spending thousands of dollars.
Well, it's like
to defend the so obvious moon landings. I mean, if they really went to the moon, then anyone who says otherwise is an idiot. So why are they spending so much time and so much effort convincing idiots that we went to the moon?
Well, they're doing the same with 9/11. But then you have Phil, what's his last name? Fate? Phil?
Uh-huh.
See, he's doing it with Apollo, him and his bad astronomy site.
Yeah, you know,
I mean, these people, if they're not on the payroll.
He's a NASA employee. He gets a paycheck from NASA. And he sincerely believes he went to the moon. You got to realize, very few people knew the moon landings were fake. Even the people at NASA truly believed they were going to the moon. It was only admitted to a year and a half ago that all those ground controllers you saw on TV, they could tell no difference between a simulation and an actual flight. It was admitted a year and a half ago by the flight director. They didn't know. Very few people know. The best way to convince the world was to tell as few people as possible. And once they went up, there were only 3 eyewitnesses to every mission and a TV picture controlled by the government. And everyone wanted to believe it. Everyone at NASA was working there for their pride of us going to them, and they wanted to believe it. Those are the eyes that they saw.
Well, I know America really desperately wanted to believe it at that time.
They saw with those eyes.
And what about...
They were hypnotized.
What about people like Stanley Kubrick? Do you think he was involved in it, like they're trying to imply in that one movie?
Which movie?
They're trying to make fun of Apollo conspiracies. William Carroll made it, The Dark Side of the Moon. Did you see that one?
No.
They call it a mockumentary. They're trying to make fun of people like you. And I was just wondering if you would, you think Kubrick, because they're implying Kubrick, they started off by implying Kubrick was one of the people who helped filmed it.
Yeah, I think that's really good reverse psychology, because the odds are he was involved. And there's a lot of, you know, really interesting circumstantial evidence indicating that he was. He insisted that his last film, Eyes Wide Shut, remember my bedroom wall, and I had all the evidence of the shadows parallel, and I never saw it. My eyes were wide shut. He insisted contractually that film be released on a particular date. It was like a Wednesday or something. And movies normally premiere on a Friday, but they said, what difference does it make if he insists on it, we'll put it there. And he died before it aired. And date was the 30th anniversary of allegedly putting a man on the moon.
Well, a lot of people think he was murdered. By them.
Well, in any case, the fact is that he insisted that his last film air on the 30th anniversary of the moon missions. The fact is, in the film The Shining, his little boy has on a shirt that says Apollo 11. The fact is, they did not go to the moon. So they had to have someone in charge of fake photography. They had two choices. They could either hire the general of the media department at the Pentagon and get great security and amateur results, or they could hire the best filmmaker on the planet, get the short-term benefit of great photography, and worry about security later. And that's the choice they had to have made.
Well, plus he had the 2001 set already.
What a coincidence. He was, at that time, shooting a film about what?
I know.
A trip to the moon. You see? And I think he probably did have something to do. I mean, that's who I would have done. I would think, what would I do if I were them? I would have hired Stanley Kubrick to shoot the fake moon missions. And, you know, since that time, he refused to come to America. He refused to fly in an airplane. And he was the first filmmaker to get this particular lens from NASA. He was the first filmmaker to shoot a feature film with what is called natural or practical lighting, meaning there's no artificial lighting. The thing took place in the 18th century. So you could use sunlight. You could probably use reflectors. And you could use candlelight. You could even throw in extra candles. But that was all you could use. And it took a special lens. And he was the first to get it, and guess who designed the lens?
Who, NASA?
That's right. Now, none of this is in any particular proof, but it sure is interesting, you know, that he released Eyes Wide Shut on the anniversary of the moon missions, that he had the little boy in The Shining wear a shirt that said Apollo 11. And...
well, yeah, they're trying to drop little clues, perhaps. That's what it seems like sometimes.
And, I mean, he was a chess player. I mean, what bigger thrill could you get than to make the best film of all time, and no one would know because it was so good.
Yeah, what about people like David Wolper? Have you heard of them? Or Penn and Teller? They're also trying to seem something possibly connected. Have you ever looked into any of those people?
Well, from what I understand, the Penn and Teller group thinks we did go to the moon, which is kind of sad when you have illusionists falling subject to illusions. Nevertheless, it's what's called misdirected zeal. A friend of mine once said, you can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. And they want to believe. Their hearts were there. They had the Apollo moon toys. And they want to believe we went to the moon. And when we say we didn't go to the moon, that's like saying George Washington was a pedophile.
Right.
You know, they don't want to hear that. And it just breaks their hearts. Now, the weird thing is that they're all the more unopen to the truth. They are not open-minded. You present all this evidence. Like, why has no one left Earth orbit since 1972? Why has no country ever sent a human beyond Earth orbit? Not Russia, not Japan, not, you know, nobody. What is all this about? Why do we kill people orbiting the Earth, and yet we went to another world and we never killed anybody? This you know, trip to the moon becomes a statistical anomaly in the history of aviation. I mean, Lindy flew across the Atlantic in 1928. You think it'd be 50 years before someone flew across the Atlantic again, and yet they're claiming it'll be 50 years before we can return to the moon.
And they're giving us more time this time, too. What about the UFO and crop circle people? Do you see them as being the same group as behind Apollo moon landing?
UFO people tend to be intellectuals, and the government does use misinformation to win them over to their side that we went to the moon. They leak things like there are alien bases on the moon is hollow, the reason why the pictures are fake is because Neil Armstrong wasn't the real man who went to the moon, they had secret men who went to the moon. All it does is mislead people into thinking we went to the moon when we really did not. It's as simple as that.
So you would say the UFO stuff's coming right out of the same people trying to cover up Apollo?
Could quite possibly be. I'd say a lot of UFO things, a lot of the big ones known throughout history are deliberate, you know, leaks from the government to mislead people. It's actually not a UFO most of the time, and it's something else.
Well, you know what I was thinking?
The government was hiding some satellite or something, and they send people down the UFO track just to get them off track, you know.
Yeah, plus what I was thinking is they were always hoping if they could get the technology to fake an alien to come down, they could take over the planet without any shot fired.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's very simple. It's that we're not advanced as we really were. I mean, I live in a capital of my state, and I drive down the main street of the city, and I come to a red light, and as soon as it turns green, the next one turns red again. And when it turns green, the next one turns red. If they could put a man on the moon back in 1969, they can't even synchronize traffic lights on the moon.
Well, I know.
So the space shuttle kills people orbiting the Earth. So how could we possibly have gone to the moon? It doesn't make sense. It's illogical.
Well, I know. They're claiming we had more technology then than we do today.
Yeah, exactly. That's illogical. So it means we didn't go then. It was Star Trek. It was television.
Yeah, plus we have everything's deteriorating in this country. But I think a lot of scientists figured it out, and that's what helped ruin morale for this country during the 60s and 70s. That's what I have a feeling. Because I don't know if you've known, you're too young, I guess, but, you know, I was like, what was it, 13 when that landed on the moon? And you know, ever since the 60s, it's been degrading. This whole country has been deteriorating. And I think that had something to do with it. It really hurt morale, I think.
What hurt morale?
Well, things like the Kennedy assassination, the attack on the USS Liberty, the faking of Apollo, because some people must have known.
Well, the faking of Apollo was actually a pep rally.
Yeah, but to the people who believed it. But
most people did believe it, so they won.
But
you know,
but there were people that didn't.
Yeah, but most of them did. Therefore, they really won. They got away with it. They got away with it to this day, Eric.
Oh, I know. They're still getting away with it.
They're still getting away with it. They're lying that they went to the moon every single day. This isn't old history. It's current history. You know, at the end of our film, we quote Orwell, who said, "Whoever controls the past controls the future."
And what would your response be? Because when you bring this up, people always say, well, if we hadn't gone, the Russians would have exposed it, or the Chinese.
Well, yeah, you would think that. I thought that. But think about this. Let's say I've got a picture of a current president with a couple of prostitutes. Now, I could release that to the New York Times and embarrass the guy, right?
Right.
Or I could ask him for $500 million, right?
Right.
Okay, embarrass the president or get $500 million. Let me think about this. You see, I think they really did fake going to the moon to fool the Soviets temporarily. But I think through espionage, the Soviets, the Chinese, and the Israelis found out we didn't go to the moon. And one or more of them may be blackmailing the United States. Every administration after every administration. You see, if they release this, that we didn't go to the moon, then it has no value to them.
Well, somebody brought up
what they would really do is blackmail us, you see. That's what they would really do. And that's why the Soviets, the Chinese, or whoever else who may have found out hasn't told, because they're holding that over our heads. And that's another good reason for the truth to come out.
Right. Well, and somebody was bringing up that if you look at the special deals we gave Russia during, I guess it was Nixon's era, that could have been the reason.
Nixon going to China.
And that too. And see, there's one other thing is no nation would dare tell on another because they've done things themselves too, and they don't want to get into like a food fight.
It's all negotiations. It's all multiple negotiations.
So they're all...
And almost everything you see diplomatically is behind the scenes. We're seeing 10% of what is really going on diplomatically. It's all negotiations, it's all behind the scenes, the price of oil, the price of whatever, who does what where. Everybody's negotiating with everybody else. They want to be kings of their palaces, and they want to stay kings of their palaces. So they, you know, negotiate these things.
The one other thing I was going to point out is that people can figure this out. They don't even need inside information. It's just if you're willing to look at it, Apollo, because that's how it was with 9/11. It's the same thing. You just have to be willing to look at it seriously, and you'll realize.
Go to moonmovie.com. Investigate it for yourself. I went from being the biggest fan of the moon missions to being their most outspoken critic. And it's just, you know, the facts are the facts.
Yeah, I know. It hits you pretty quick when you realize it. So, anyway, thanks for bringing all this to us. And I'll put up a couple links, and hopefully we'll get more people to start talking about this.
All righty.
Well, thanks.
Sure, Eric.
Okay, bye.
Bye.